Welcome to episode 130 of George's Random Astronomical Object. Every episode, I run a random number generator to select random astronomical coordinates in the sky, and I then search for an astronomical object near those coordinates and talk about what makes that object so interesting to astronomers. And I will now run the random number generator.
Bueno, bueno!
The random number generator seems very excited about this episode's coordinates, which are 12 hours, 19 minutes, 23.2 seconds right ascension, and plus 5 degrees, 49 minutes, 30 seconds declination. These coordinates point to NGC 4261, which is a big elliptical galaxy located at a distance of roughly 106 million light-years, or 32.4 megaparsecs, in the constellation Virgo. It's also on the outskirts of the Virgo cluster, a very large gravitationally bound collection of over 1,000 galaxies that, as seen from Earth, appears in the constellation of the same name. The galaxy NGC 4261 basically looks like a giant sphere of hundreds of billions of reddish-looking stars. The most interesting thing about this galaxy is that it contains a supermassive black hole in its center. However, it took people a few decades to figure out exactly what was going on with the galaxy's nucleus. So let's cover the history of the astronomical observations of NGC 4261. The first potential sign that something strange was happening in the center of this galaxy was when radio emission was detected from the region in the 1950s. One of the most notable catalogs of astronomical sources of radio emission produced in that decade was the Third Cambridge Catalog of Radio Sources, or 3C. You may ask what happened to the 1C and 2C catalogs, but I learned a couple of months ago when visiting Cambridge that you should never mention the first or second catalogs to anyone at any of the research organizations there or else. Actually, that's not true. The third Cambridge catalog was just much better than the first two, sort of like how the best Lord of the Rings movie is The Return of the King. Maybe. Anyway, the radio source in the center of NGC 4261 was given the designation 3C270 in the 3C catalog. Additional observations in the 1980s revealed that the radio emission originated from two jets of ionized gas emerging from the center of the galaxy. The next sign that something strange was happening in NGC 4261 was when people using some very early astronomical digital cameras in the 1980s were able to determine that the center of NGC 4261 contained a small disk of dust. At that point in time, most people thought that the interstellar medium within elliptical galaxies only contained very thin but very hot gas that was primarily visible in X-ray emission. Only truly weird and unusual elliptical galaxies, which were technically classified as peculiar, could be expected to contain any cold interstellar gas or dust. What was extra unusual about this dust disk was that it was perpendicular to the jets of gas seen in radio wavelength emission. So by the time 1990 rolled around, astronomers had developed the idea that an active galactic nucleus, or AGN, like the center of NGC 4261, should contain a supermassive black hole. The black hole would be fed by the surrounding disk of gas and dust, but some of the gas would get deflected by the magnetic fields around the black hole and would be channeled into jets of gas emerging perpendicularly from the center of the disk. However, people did not have any data indicating that the center of NGC 4261 had a supermassive black hole. Then the Hubble Space Telescope was launched into space, and in 1994, It's pointed at the center of NGC 4261 and found that the dust disk had a spiral shape with a small gap in the center, which was indicative of gas falling into a central unseen object. And measurements of the rotational velocity of the gas showed that the galaxy probably contained a compact supermassive object that was most likely a black hole. Current estimates place the mass of that black hole at 1.6 billion times the mass of the Sun. If you have listened to previous episodes of my podcast, you would have heard me describe active galactic nuclei with these types of structures around supermassive black holes in many, many other galaxies. However, what is special about NGC 4261 is that it is one of the first objects where astronomers were actually able to clearly identify the different parts of the active galactic nucleus and were able to put it all together, especially the supermassive black hole at the center. That is what makes this object truly important in professional astronomy. So that summarizes what astronomers find so interesting about NGC 4261 and the location on the Earth's surface corresponding to the position of this object in the sky is about one-third of the distance from Howland Island to Johnston Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. This seems like a popular place for fishing ships to visit, but it would be unlikely to find anyone else there. Unless something happened that caused the world's computer networks to crash, like maybe a bad software update or something. The website for this podcast, which will not crash the internet, is www.randomastronomicalobject.com. You can visit the website to read information about the astronomical objects, view images of those astronomical objects, look up additional reference information, and send me random feedback. The audio was recorded and edited by George Bendo. The music is Immersion by Sasha Endy, and the sound effects are from the Freesounds Project at www.freesounds.org. Thanks for listening.